Yeah, George, you're wearing this business. I was wondering what you thought the tactics should be with regard to now keeping these guys in this pay board. What I'm getting at is that it will, to a certain extent, determine what reactions they will have to them now. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Everybody's kind of broken off in them. So, what are your feelings on that? How would you play it at this moment?
The substance,
they're getting what they want. That is, they're getting retroactivity from the Congress. Both House and Senate have voted that on their, when will that be down here?
Well, that'll be sometime.
We don't know exactly, but sometime in early December, I imagine.
Fine.
We were pushing to get it through. For a while, we were delaying it, hoping that the pay board would straighten it out, but now we see the pay board isn't, so we're pushing it through. Saying, well, go ahead, and then when I do it, I will sign it reluctantly with a blast of that, don't you think?
Might as well.
I suppose so. I don't think we have to make up our mind on that until it
might. My point is this, that we may as well at least get a few points with the business community
who say we're soft on labor by getting out. But anyway, that we can see.
But go ahead.
So on the substance, they are getting what they want, so they really don't have any complaint left. However, the process that we've gone through in the last 2 or 3 weeks has poisoned things very badly. And I should think, particularly within the pay board, since Meany has made fun of Bolton, denounced Weber, and so forth, that it's hard for these people to work together. And I think we have to
now the real question is
carefully.
What?
To watch that pretty carefully.
We have to watch it, but the point is how much now you want to have Meany taken on. You see, that gets back to it. Because he's...
I think
you see what I mean. If you were saying last night he should be taken on, should he or should he not be? My own feeling is that it might be that we have to try to isolate him to an extent to make him look bad.
I think so.
Because if you don't do that, George, I'm afraid that the worst of both worlds. He'll get out and take the others with him. But if others feel he's a little unpopular, they may not. I don't know. What do you think?
That's the way I read it. I think we need to isolate him. I have a golfing date today with Frank Fitzsimmons.
Good.
And I'll see what he has to say.
Well, I would hit him hard in saying how crude and rude and so forth he was.
Right. Well, that has come through, and I don't think Meany. I think Meany was dumb about that.
It's come through to an extent, but he made a bit. It didn't. You couldn't tell it from reading the Times account that there was any rudeness.
The Times played it pretty well.
You get the rudeness, but you didn't. But you just got in the Times the poor reception. You didn't get the strong speech, you know, which was the thing they wanted. But that's where they were playing.
I think.
But nevertheless, the television is what is important. They may have gotten more of it through.
I think we have to be alert to the possibility that the pay board might blow up. The public members might walk off, for instance. They're increasingly isolated themselves. Where Meany might, in a fit of temper, he's become so irascible that his own union people, like Abel, for instance, say that he's unpredictable and unstable, and they don't know quite what to make of him. His recent glories have gone to his head, apparently. So that he could do something erratic. So I think that we need to be building ourselves.
You're right that if that happens, that we just continue the board? They walk off?
We could continue it as a public board, or we could reimpose the freeze for a short period while a public board of price and wage people put out broad guidelines, and then just lift the freeze, lift everything, except except that they have a kind of exhortation approach and repeal of bureaucracy, so to speak. I guess that would be my preferred way to go,
60 days.
But I think we need to start building the broader case for how we're going to deal with inflation and prosperity. I've been trying to work out a line on that and have developed it into a little talk, and I've been working with Sapphire on it. I have a talk to give Monday night. I might try it out there. I'd like to go over that with you and see what you think of a line of chatter that maintains our interest in the machinery and the controls. Basically says that what is going to make phase two work is not only the controls, but what came before it in terms of economic policy, the determination of the president after we freeze to maintain a strong fiscal stance, and the impact of an expansion on productivity, which will cut the daylights out of labor costs. That's the pattern that I've been developing. So that if we're out in front a little bit, where we're not so dependent on the controls, and we're saying to people that, well, they're important and we hope they work, but they get removed, we're not lost.
Isn't the end of the world.
Right.
Out of it. Let me ask this. It's a very good idea to do that, and I hope you can get it done soon. Let me ask if you could, do you think you have to have two and the contingency plan ready to go? I see people like Rumsfeld, I don't think they're thinking in those terms at all. And they say, well, we'll go down. So why don't you have your OMB and the rest of people, whatever you can, get your contingency ready?
I've been working on that a little bit for a while now.
There should be a contingency plan ready the moment anything happens, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're ready, because we, in the foreign policy field, we have contingencies for almost everything you could imagine. And in this area, it's quite obvious. We know various things that could happen. We should have a contingency plan. And I think that's what should come up now.
Okay.
All right, fine, George. Enjoy your golf game. I hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, I put some of this. Not exactly my idea.
I like
Saturday afternoon.
Great fellow. That's incidentally. Keep the possibility of our friend there, you know. Might raise it, discuss that with him. What he thinks would happen and so forth. Would you do that?
I will. I got another reading since the time you and John Mitchell and I got
out.
That
he didn't want it.
No, Meany's view was inquired into by Woodcock, and Meany's stance is that he thinks Hoffa's paid his penalty.
Yeah.
He's not going to take part in any effort to get him freed. On the other hand, if he is freed, or if Meany is asked about it, he would respond if Hoffa's paid his penalty. If he isn't asked about it, he won't volunteer anything.
Yeah.
I think Meany is neutralized on this.
Well, good. Never can depend on that, can you?
You sure can, and I thought
he's been quite changeable.
His references to private conversations that Hudson, I imagine, had with him was very surprising to me, because Meany has historically been very good about that.
Yeah.
So it keeps his confidence. He sure has now. It isn't a question of whether or not we are at war with Meany and company. It's only a question of how to wage the war.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right. Enjoy the game.
Yes, sir.